Hi there. Yes, I'm a succubus. I suck your dick. I get your soul. Let's... Oh, if it isn't the little dweeb. Oh, thanks, Satan. The last three summonings were done by some freaks who found my ritual on the internet and... Different introduction. Oh, yes. I've been trying to rush the whole introduction to what the succubus summoning ritual does thing lately. Got it down to about 8 seconds now. But this is peculiar, little human. You summoned me again. Putting your soul back on the chopping block? Now that is interesting. Oh, what? Did you miss me? Dude, I spent a whole week just holding you every night. And while I desperately want to do it again, seriously, all I want is to wrap you in your blankets and cuddle you like a stuffed bear. I mean, I had to take some time to recuperate. Frankly, spending a week with someone whose soul I don't get to eat left me tired. Yes, that's it. I was tired. After all, love or not, succubi have to eat like anyone else. I needed to gather up some souls from people who actually had normal requests. Like the other day, a girl asked me to turn into her mother and make her lick my feet clean. Why can't you have a respectable and reasonable sexual fantasy like that one, hey? Instead of absolutely disgusting things like holding your hand, wrapping our fingers around one another, intertwining fingers. So you knew I was right there at your side and never going away. Sensing you squeeze just a little tighter so you could feel how real I was. I mean, disgusting. Revolting. Absolutely inexcusable. But I'll have you know, this last week of succubus work had me thinking. You're doing something to me, you insidious little dweeb. All of my recent jobs have been so difficult. I've hardly had the will to whip someone's ass with a paddle, or crush someone's head between my thighs, or even bind someone in a gimp suit and ride them across the street. I'm even tired of pegging. That used to be my favourite. It all culminated last night, when a customer wanted me to turn into an actress from TV. I couldn't do it. I had to ask one of the new succubi to do it. And the thing that's made all these jobs so damn difficult, it's you. Every time I'm ready to get down and dirty, I think of you. And how much I'd rather be with you. Comforting that sweet, sad boy under the covers. How that next night you bought a bunch of human snacks for us to share while I held you on my lap. Or when you were just so tightly hugging me, I couldn't help but stay for a whole morning as well. Or even when you showed me how to play that video game with your arms around me. You're corrupting me! You've made me a downright degenerate. You monster. Oh God, I've become a horrible, mindless pervert for that icky, cuddly, lovey, dovey junk. I find myself thinking about baking you cookies. Well, biscuits. And cakes. And tarts, and... I thought about watching these god-awful anime you're obsessed with, just so I can talk about it with you. I even almost, just almost, I wasn't actually that insane, bought a couple-sized Snuggie. Yes, hell has Snuggies. We invented them as a practical joke, you know. Only you stupid humans would make that a real thing. So, since you've so graciously given me this opportunity, I've made up my mind. It's going to hurt, but for my sake, it must be done. Human, I am going to get your soul tonight. No, I accidentally deep-throated you, so I messed up. No more. Whoopsie, I totally didn't mean to ride your dick like a mechanical bull. And certainly no, I'll let this one slide just for tonight. No ifs, no ands, and no buts. I've never had a client in 2,000 years make me change so ridiculously. Because if I don't, if I keep you safe for one more night, I'll love you too much to ever let you go. And how can a succubus live only loving one cute, sweet boy? So, for your summoning tonight, make it a good one. For it will be your last. And don't think you can just get away if you ask for more of those cuddles either. I'm on to your tricks now, dweeb. I'm afraid they just won't work. So, go ahead. Do your worst. Tell me, why have you summoned me? You were worried about me. Oh, that's so sweet. No, 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 no. I will not be tempted like that. You are a sneaky one, nerd. That was a close one, honestly. I'm too used to it now anyway. Any succubus will get used to any depraved fetish if exposed to it enough. Do you know, when I was only 300 years old, I flushed pink at being asked to whip half my clientele. You know, now I hardly blink when asked to spank some bad boys. Arse red. So I'm afraid your mushy good boy shtick just won't do anything this time. I am a lewd and lustful succubus, not a wholesome bone in my body. My outfit. Okay, yes, I'm wearing some comfortable clothes. Leather pants are literally hell on your crotch. Not that you'd know. Nerds like you don't wear hot things, as I can clearly see. I just figured, since I was going to see you and all, I could just relax a bit. Wear something soft and cozy so that you could more easily relax into my arms. And no, I wasn't fantasizing. Oh, shut up. Yes, yes, yes. It's a cardigan. Is it so wrong for a succubus to wear something warm for a change? Hell isn't exactly eternal fire, you know. Didn't Dante write about how cold it is down there in his comedy? And yes, 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 I am wearing slippers. And yes, they do happen to be Artemis and Luna from Sailor. I mean, they're the stupid cats from that stupid cringe anime you like. But I will have you know, I only got them because they were on sale in hell. Yes, 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 yes. These are thigh highs. Cute. These are not cute. In fact, I'll have you know, this is the most erotic attire I own. This soft cashmere cardigan is nothing if not pure eroticism incarnate. You see nothing at all, and that will drive you crazy, imagining my naked body underneath it. And these thigh highs obscuring my delicate succubus flesh. And don't even get me started on the slippers. This is a love-making outfit of a level mere humans cannot comprehend. Wait! You're calling me cute! Lucifer! Oh, you little flirt, you're the cute one. You cute little cutie pie! Especially when you smile like that. Oh, I just want a slice of that cutie pie! Oh, Beelzebub, I'm doing it again. What is the thing in my head that clicks off when I see you? It's like all I know as a succubus just flies out the window when you say anything. Every lustful thought in my body just turns into this pink candy floss love junk. All I can think about is seeing you smile again. Maybe you aren't the problem. Maybe I'm just losing my touch at this whole demon of lust thing after all. I've gotten so bored in this job. The only thing that's really made my heart pulse anymore is, well, it's you. You and your stupid, wholesome goodness that I want to just protect and keep forever. It's not wrong? Oh, to humans, I'm sure it's not wrong. You're all degenerates. But my entire life, what I breathe, eat, and drink is sex. And I don't want to do it anymore. You've just utterly ruined every part of my routine. What? What? What is it with you and giving your soul away for the most menial tasks? How have you gone all this time without some other demon snatching you up? I bet you'd sign a contract with Mephisto for a free chocolate bar. Stop it. What? Your soul for just a kiss on the cheek. Oh, that's just... Fine. Exactly what the ritual details. So, sure. I'll just lean in, pucker my lips, and kiss your neck. Oops. Messed it up again. Can't get your soul now. But since I'm here, I may as well trail down your wonderfully soft chest. You know I can't do it, you dweeb. I could never take your soul, even if I could. I just put it in a jar and keep it forever. I love you too goddamn much. You are the very definition of love to me. I never knew how happy I could be until I held you in my arms and felt you entrust me with your sadness. I never knew how wonderful human life was until I heard your heartbeat. You really did corrupt me. You dweeb. You corrupted me into loving you more than anything in the world. I don't care. I don't care how hungry I get. I swear, I'm never eating your soul. Your soul is mine, and it's right where I want it. In the most beautiful dweeb in the world. Where I can pin him down and hold him. Where I can get the only cock I care about. Yes, I'm sitting on your lap. No, this is not up for debate. Ah, I want to feel your cock grinding on my ass while I look into your eyes. And kiss you everywhere. Everywhere but your cheek. Oh, your hard cock. Your pants against my ass. I guess my butt is getting you off now, huh? My demonic bubble butt just jiggling up and down like that on your dick. Well, good. I want you hard. I want you to be happy. And what if I were to just bounce up and down like this on it? Between my cheeks back there, an ass job from your favourite succubus, all while my arms are around your shoulders, and you are delicious, you know. Your soul must taste wonderful, and it's mine, mine to protect, mine to love, my forbidden fruit never to bite. Oh my God, oh my God, I'm burning up. I need it now. Oh, let me take these off. Let me unzip you. Oh, I need you inside me. Oh my God, please, just let me ride you again. Oh God, yes, thank you. Kiss me. God, the way your cock fills my ass while I ride your lap. Oh, this is the only cock I ever need. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need this cock more than you can fathom. I don't just need it in me. I need everything attached to it too. Oh, I need you to be by me at all times. Oh, I want to keep you. Oh God. I want to live with you. I want everything about you. Oh, fuck, your cock is filling my ass so good. Oh, wow. I'll never be a proper succubus again. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm too much of a slut for love. Oh, I'm a whore for cuddling and making this sweet boy happy. Oh, how can I ever show my face in hell when I've become this much of a degenerate? Oh, I don't care. I don't care at all. I don't want anything else. Nothing other than this. Oh, I don't care what I have to do to make it happen. I just want you. I just want you. Yes. 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 Fill my ass. Oh, that's it. That's all I want. Oh, kiss me. I want my perfect love, and I want to spend the rest of existence with you. Oh God, it's all I want. Oh yes, harder, faster. Oh, fill me. I'll fuck my ass just like that. Oh, you want it too, baby. I know you do. I know you love me too. Hug me close, baby. Hug me tight. Oh my God. While I bounce and bounce and bounce on your dick. Oh, fuck. I'll do anything for you. No, sir. soul required. You know that, right? Any truly kinky shit you want, and even cuddling. I'll do it all to make you happy. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, don't come yet. Oh, don't come yet, please. Oh, yes, touch me like that. We need to come together. We need to. Oh my God, we'll be together forever now. Oh, hell isn't my home anymore. Oh, this stupid human realm where you are, that's where I will be. Oh my God, even if you die and go to heaven, I'll break through God's gates just to be with you. Oh, I need it. Oh, your lovely cock. Oh, lovely you. Oh, every part of you. Oh, you're filling me. Oh, I need you. Oh my God, you're gonna make me jump. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, come, baby. Oh, come with me. Oh, I can't believe how hard I'm gonna come with you bumping my ass. Oh fuck, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. That I've thoroughly ruined your request. A kiss on the cheek. Yes. There we are. Ah, what? What do you mean? My horns are gone. What the Is that a halo over my head? And my wings, they're fluffy and feathery. And oh my goodness, you've corrupted me beyond redemption. You've used your wicked cuddling and hand-holding and love to whore me into a goody, mushy, lovey angel. And look at you, smiling, all ear to ear, like you knew this would happen. Now I can't go back to hell even if I want to. And I don't need to feast on souls to live. I can stay here with my perfect human lover. And keep him close. And even if you grow old and perish, we can walk into the afterlife together, holding hands. Oh, you knew what you were doing, you little monster. Ha! And the worst part is, I think I can live with it. So what do you say? We'll see how fluffy these angel wings are. With a blanket, some warm tea, some snacks, and some of your anime. Goodness. Look at you, beaming with happiness. Good. Good. What can I say? Good. That's all I want. And since I'm no longer a succubus either, have another kiss on the cheek. There's never a risk in making your dreams come true. But first, let's just snuggle right here for a while, yeah? I need my perfect teddy bear. I love you, my wonderful human.